Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Vision Driven Health Podcast. If you are someone who has gotten some blood work back and you're a little discouraged, a little concerned about what that means for your health future, or maybe you have kind of just bought into the idea that you are most likely going to end up with the same chronic diseases as your parents or grandparents, or maybe even if you're someone who, after turning a certain age, has just kind of decided that your body is on the decline, this episode is for you. We're getting into the hope that exists for your body and what it looks like to experience transformation in your health in partnership with Jesus. So excited for you to listen. Let's go ahead and dive on in. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience. 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. You know when you're feeling all excited and ready to make healthy changes, but you have no idea where to start? I have a feeling that's where you'll be after this episode. I need to tell you about the Greens and Grace 5-day challenge I'm running May 15th through the 19th. It's totally free, and it is a chance to make major progress with small, simple steps. In this 5-day challenge, I'll be going live every day as we talk about nutrition, how to implement healthy habits that last, and most importantly, how to partner with God. Participants who've done this challenge in the past have lost an average of 3 pounds, reduced sweet cravings, and found themselves super surprised at how easy and quickly it was to begin eating clean and feeling good. Friends, you don't want to miss this free experience. Go to madewellhealth.com/greens to sign up. And don't worry, I'll have the link below in the show notes too. And you don't want to wait. The first 20 signups will receive an entry for a raffle to win a box of my favorite protein bars and some Madewell Health swag. I'm super excited to support you in this 3 5-day challenge, and I will see you in there. Now let's go ahead and get back to today's episode. I'm going to kick this episode off with a really important fact. It can be life-changing because I know for me, before I knew this fact, I was really concerned that I was bound to experience the health challenges of my grandparents. Heart disease, diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's, arthritis, cancer, all of those were or are represented in my immediate family history. Here is the truth. 80% of chronic diseases are a result of lifestyle choices. Now, you might hear that and be inclined to feel shame because you're like, oh, wait, what? Like, these things that I'm experiencing, my high blood pressure, my diabetes, all these different things, it's because of the choices that I've made. Or maybe you already know that, but you know that and you feel super shame about it, or in hearing what I just said, that makes you feel even more shame. Don't allow yourself to go there. The enemy wants you to feel so much shame that you don't even feel like you can do anything about it. So if you need to listen to episode 2, where I get into the ploys of the enemy, because he is very interested in keeping you from making healthy changes. What that fact actually is a message of hope, because that means that you can make choices that create a better future for your health. Only 20% of what occurs with, you know, those chronic diseases are just bound to happen. 80% have to do with the choices you're making day to day. And even if you're currently experiencing some of those, maybe you're experiencing, you know, hormonal issues, prediabetes, you already have the high blood pressure, high cholesterol. The coolest thing about, well, one of the coolest things, there's a lot of really cool things about what God has done in creating our bodies, but one of them is that he has included his kingdom principles in the very dynamic of our body. And that's actually just true for all of his creation. Forgiveness not only applies to something that you do interpersonally with somebody and forgiving a wrong that they've done to you, or Jesus forgiving you of your sins, your body is forgiving as well. And it's super cool because your body doesn't hold a grudge. So say you've lived a life of many years. In fact, I was just talking to my mom about this recently. We went through my old neighborhood and we're like, oh yeah, and there's Jet's Pizza, and oh yeah, there's Albertsons, where we would always get the fried chicken dinner with the potato wedges and the mac and cheese, and then buy a French loaf of bread and then spray the I can't believe it's not butter spray onto it. I was like, wow, like this was, these are the foods I ate consistently from week to week. And I'm so grateful that my body is forgiving because I feel great. And I know that I grew up eating so much fast food, so much processed food. I was the pickiest eater. I hated vegetables. Friends who knew me when I was a kid, who know me now, feel like it's so crazy that I'm a health coach. Like, what? You're encouraging people to like eat vegetables? And I'm like, I know, it's weird, crazy. But with that said, it's so cool that our bodies are forgiving. They don't hold a grudge. When we start to eat clean and eat whole foods and cook our own stuff, and we're not, you know, just throwing things together from a box or frozen things, our body is like, oh, wow, yes, this is exactly what I need. And then it begins to go to work on bringing about healing in our body. It's not, you know, like maybe we'd expect it to be, where it's like, well, look who wants to try and be healthy now. You think that broccoli's going to do anything? No, it's not like that at all. And in fact, I often tell clients, and I understand people really want like super quick results. And so maybe they're, you know, hoping within a month, 3 months, 5 months that they're going to see things move pretty quickly, which a lot can happen in that time period. But I often say, look, if you're coming into this and you have decades of unhealthy habits and damage to your body, it's probably going to take 1 to 3 years for your body to get to a place where it's completely healed and kind of on the other side of all of that. In the grand scheme of things, 1 to 3 years compared to 10 to 30 years is a very small amount, and really testifies to how powerful this principle of forgiveness is in bringing about healing in our body. So with that said, you know, your body really does go to work in bringing about healing when given the correct inputs, so to speak, what you're eating, whether or not you're getting enough sleep, your hydration, your rest, your stress levels, all of those are factors. And, you know, for some people, it takes less time. For others, it takes more. But again, you are designed by God to be well. That's, my brand is Made Well Health, because you are made well by your creator to be well. And I've seen the coolest turnarounds in the clients that I've worked with. Clients who were sure, felt they were so sure to experience the same fate as their parents, who claimed after following the sustainable health protocol that they had more energy in their 40s than they did in their 20s. I've seen clients get off medications slowly and steadily. They're just like, oh, I got off another one. Oh, I got off another one. They watch their A1C number drop. They watch their blood pressure decrease, their cholesterol drops. And all of these things happen because they were caring for their bodies and consuming the nutrients they are designed to have. If you get nothing else out of this episode, I really, really want you to know that there is hope for your health. The weight that won't drop, the nights you can't sleep, the energy you can't seem to muster, all of it has a root reason. There's some sort of root cause underneath it all. And when you begin to nourish your body, rest, move, and hydrate, it's so amazing how much can change. The thing is, you must implement these healthy habits consistently in order for your body to experience the health it's created for. This, for most people, is the most difficult part. It's almost easier to just accept that you're bound to have disease and there's nothing you can do about it, because it just doesn't require any responsibility. There's no change required. It's just like, well, I mean, I'm already bound to, get diabetes. Everybody in my family has it. We all end up on this medication. Or something that I'm sure you'll hear me talk about a lot as I continue doing this podcast is I really dislike hearing people say, well, you know how it is when you get older. Or like, once you hit 30, once you hit 40, once you hit 50, I feel like that number is getting lower and lower. And I'm like, look, I don't even think I could consider myself old until like maybe 80. But even then, like, it all comes down to, are you giving your body what it needs? And really people think that it's like, oh, as soon as I turn this age, I start experiencing this. But what's more likely what happens is that it's not that you turn that age and there was a switch that was flipped. It's that all of those years leading up to that age have been compounding, and now you're starting to see the results of that. Your body, again, it's made to be well. So all those years where you thought that you could eat and get away with it, you weren't. It was slowly damaging your body. And it was doing its best to combat. It was doing its best to try to prevent the symptoms that eventually start to show up in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond as a result of not caring for your body in those younger years. Again, the hopeful, amazing thing is, regardless of whether you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I know probably most of you are in the 30 to 50-ish range. I don't know. We'll see. But with that said, regardless of what decade you're in, there again, when you put the healthy food into your body and you care for yourself, it can and will heal. And whether that's, symptoms are reduced, whether they're minimized, or whether they're eliminated entirely, that's just how you're designed. Now, here's the thing. I understand that it can be easier to just kind of maybe feel like you are bound to have disease. We all end up on this medication. That's just how it is. But what I want you to know is, one, it is completely possible to reverse disease. Two, you are so valuable and worth so much. The work that God does uniquely through you is worth putting in the effort it takes to create those healthy habits. It can feel, like you're fumbling and you're stumbling to try to find something that works for your schedule, your routine, that works for your family. It's not always just this, simple, easy fix. Sometimes it is. I'm not someone who wants to say like it's impossible to, have a smooth transition into healthy habits. That's part of what I try to do for my clients. At the end of the day, though, it still requires work, and it's worthwhile work because of the value that you innately have as God's creation. You have a unique calling. You have a purpose that only you can bring to this world in a way that no one else can. Can God use other people? Can God, do these things? Of course. But I don't know about you, but I'm really interested in being and doing what God has called me to do. I don't want to miss out on the fulfillment that comes from living that out. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to serve the people He has in my network and my community that I can touch. And so I want to give you two big important habits to implement in partnership with Jesus for habits that last. Number one, do not let a bad, quote unquote bad, choice define you or what you do next. I know so often it's easy to have those thoughts of like, well, there I go again. I, couldn't resist eating the blah, 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 or oh my gosh, I don't know why I did that. I could not stop. I'm so weak-willed. Or, I can't ever get this. This is just how it is. This is who I am. I can't do anything about it. I hear, I'm this, I'm that. But are you though? Are you really, are those the things that define who you are? I don't think so. I mean, not unless you let them. Are you holding on to identity pieces about your body, about your health, about what's possible that aren't actually true, that don't actually have to be the case? Maybe, yeah, you're stressed. Maybe you're under-resourced. You don't know what to eat. You don't know how to exercise or do the things that you need to. Maybe you just need some support and accountability, some encouragement. And I know it's easy to, you know, again, have those thoughts of, well, you know, I already messed this up. Might as well just, you know, finish the day doing whatever. Or what's the point in trying now? I'm just going to start tomorrow. Or, it's the weekend. It's so hard. I don't have any structure. I'll just wait till Monday. The unintended choices you make, the ones that are out of alignment with your vision, all of these are not the, you know, a failure. They're not the, you know, this inevitable thing that you have to spiral down, you know, for that day or for the rest of the week or the weekend, whatever it is. These are all learning opportunities. These are chances for you to get curious and to be like, why do I do that? What happened in this specific instance? Oh man, I was super stressed and I didn't eat anything all day until that moment, or I didn't bring any snacks, or there's things that happen that when we get curious and look back, we can actually make some changes moving forward of like, you know what, I'm going to make sure that I have a healthy breakfast. I bet that will help when I'm really stressed in the afternoon because I'll have consumed something that's satiating and I'm not going to be starving and I'm not going to feel super tired and frustrated, or I'm going to pack healthy snacks, or I'm going to try to, you know, limit my sugar intake for my coffee or whatever it is. There are things that you can do to change the future, but oftentimes we just chalk it up to, oh, I'm a weak-willed person, or oh, I'm bound to give into this. And again, we don't want to let these choices that we make define who you are or what you choose to do next, because you always have a choice. And that leads me to number two. Choose according to what's true. What's true is that you are imperfect and you will make mistakes. We all do. What's true is that because you make mistakes doesn't mean you're a terrible person, that you're XYZ, all the things that the enemy tries to get you to say about yourself and believe about yourself. What's true is that you can make a better choice next time. What's true is that you can still end the day making choices in alignment with your worth, value, and vision for your life. If you need to, write down some sticky notes, put them on your mirror, put them on your laptop, put them on the pantry door, on the freezer, wherever you need those reminders. Remind yourself of what's true. You are a child of the living God, the one who created you. He knows every intricate detail about your biology, about how your body works, and he also thinks you're worth dying for. He is the one who is on your side, and he is the one who is so eager and wanting to walk this journey with you. Amen? All right, friends, that's what I have for you today. I want to encourage you, if you have not already, to sign up for the Greens and Grace Challenge that is happening May 15th through the 19th. This challenge is really exciting because what I'm talking about here, you know, in partnering with God and making these simple changes and implementing habits, you get to do with me and a group of other Jesus-loving ladies and actually get launched into living this Jesus-filled, healthy lifestyle. And I'm going to go live every single day. There's going to be opportunities to win prizes. And honestly, this will be like the fourth or fifth, maybe sixth time that I'm running this. Four through six times, a wide gap, one of those. But every single time that I've run it, people who do it, they are so blessed. They're so encouraged. They're so filled with hope. And they're so surprised at how much can happen in 5 days. And it really does set them on a trajectory of being able to partner with God and gives them some reference point of what simple, healthy habits to prioritize and to consistently implement. So you can sign up for that at madewellhealth.com/greens. And if you're one of the first 20 people to sign up, you are actually going to be entered into a raffle to win my favorite box of protein bars. So don't wait. Make sure you go to that link. It's in the show notes. Sign up. It's totally free. I don't know if I mentioned that yet. It's totally free. And it's just, again, a really great opportunity to put a lot of what I'm talking about here into practice. With that said, I am so grateful for you joining me today, and I look forward to talking with you next time on the Vision Driven Health Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. And if it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.